Hi, and welcome to a Siri demo, which I haven't done now for quite a long time, but I thought it was a good idea to show you a new feature that arrived in iOS 11.2.5 towards the end of January 2018, and that of course is the new feature where you can say to Siri, give me, and then you can say things like news, business, music, and sports. And also with these sources, you can also get Siri to change the source to another source if you don't like the one that it's defaulting to. So for example, for the news here in Australia, you can get it to use ABC, 7 News or Channel 7 News or SBS. And at the moment, there's different sources that you can also choose for the news in the United States and in the UK as well. All right, so let's get started, and apologies for those people that have their iOS device nearby, because I'm going to be using the magic word HEY Siri. And just so that you also know, when you bring up the HEY Siri and Siri's on the screen, because this is based on the podcast app, you can actually go into the podcast app and you can change the speed of the playback from half speed, one and a half to 2x speed, depending on how fast you want these give me news items to go past you. All right, so here we go. Hey Siri, give me the news.
Here's the latest news from SBS.
In this bulletin, the New South Wales government welcomes the suspension
of planned industrial action by rail workers. Okay, so this is SBS News here in Australia. And I can also ask it to switch the source.
Private health insurance premiums
so I can say, hey Siri, change to ABC News.
Here's the latest news from ABC.
This is ABC News. I'm Cathy Niven. Sydney Trains has resumed negotiations over pay conditions.
Okay, and finally, hey Siri, change to Channel 7 News.
Here's the latest news from the 7 Network.
Hello, I'm Mark Ferguson from the 7 Newsroom. Sydney's feared citywide gridlock looks to have been avoided after the Fair Work Commission ordered the planned Monday.
And these news sources, in brief, are normally around about 4 minutes. I find the Channel 7 Network one and the SBS one actually give you news, finance, sports and weather, whereas the ABC one currently just gives you the news. So if you're interested in business finance news, you can say, hey Siri, give me business news.
Here's business news from ABC.
ABC News.
Australian shares are tipped to open slightly higher this morning, though mining stocks may come under pressure due to a fall in metal prices
overnight. Okay, or I can say, hey Siri, copper lost. Give me sports news.
Here's sports news from ABC.
Now, sometimes it actually prompts you that you can change to another source. So I know, for example, the sports item here I can change to Fox Sports. So I should be able to say, hey Siri, switch to Fox Sports News.
Here's the latest news from Fox Sports.
Roger Federer cruises into the Australian Open semi-finals. Pyeongchang's fairy tale run continues. The Renegades hang on to
hey
hold
Siri,
up a fast
give me music news.
Here's Apple Music.
Best of the week on Apple Music.
This week's headliner is Fall Out Boy. Good Guy's still making great music. The album is streaming. It's called Mania.
I think my favorite line from the album is the first line.
Hey Siri, stop. And it's actually funny, Apple being a tech company, it actually doesn't have any give me technology news, which would be really, really handy indeed. So rather than defaulting to a default service, if you really wanted to, you can say, give me the news from Channel 7 here in Australia, give me the news from ABC, or give me the news from SBS. Finally, remember at the beginning of the demo, I said that this was actually also available within the podcast app. Let me just open it up, my iPhone, to get to the home
mail.
Screen.
One ready mail.
And I'm just going to bring up Siri for one of the items playing. Hey Siri, give me the news.
Here's the latest news from ABC.
This is ABC News. I'm Cathy Niven.
Okay, now if I stop my phone from playing, and I've still got Siri interface on the screen.
Listen, gotcha, help, gotcha, open podcasts, gotcha.
I can open the podcast app.
Podcasts. Listen now. Heading.
And album artwork. To the right.
Image. Track position. 8 seconds of 2 minutes. Adjustable. ABC News. ABC News Bulletin. The 25th of January 2018. Dimmed. Button. 15 seconds rewind. Button. Now playing transport play. Button. 15 seconds fast forward. Volume. 56%. Playback speed. 1x. Button.
So playback speed is 1x, which is normal. So if I double tap on it.
Playback speed. 1x. Playback speed. 1.5x.
Okay, button. 1.5x, as in 1.5.
Playback speed. 1.5x. Playback speed. 2x.
2x.
Button. Playback speed. 2x. Playback speed. 1.5x. Button.
Half speed.
Playback speed. 1.5x. Playback speed. 1x.
Okay,
button.
So if I do a two-finger magic double tap to start it playing again.
Over pain
now,
conditions
double tap on the speed
button. Playback speed. One time. Playback speed. One half times.
That's 1.5.
The talks proceeding in a bid to avert a strike.
Two.
Playback speed. Now the Premier, one half times. Has brought in playback speed personally, urging the parties to resolve and pass over pain conditions and call off the strike.
So I'm going to cycle back around to...
Playback speed.
Says commuters should blame Andrew Constance for failing to secure an agreement despite months of negotiations.
Remember who the villain is here.
Two finger double tap to stop. And now I can say, hey Siri, play news from Channel 7.
Here's the latest news from the 7 Network.
Hello, I'm Mark Ferguson from the 7 Newsroom. Sydney's feared citywide gridlock looks to have been
so
avoided after the Fair Work Commission ordered the planned strike for Monday to be
speed.
Cancelled. Industrial action will be delayed for 6 weeks to allow a new wage agreement to be negotiated. Fair Work ruled the cost to Australia's biggest economy would
hey
be
Siri,
too damaging. The
news... Give me sports news.
Sports news from Fox Sports coming up.
Default of Fox Sports, this is the one that I used last time.
Roger Federer cruises into the Australian Open semi-finals. Hyeong Chung's fairy tale run continues. The Renegades hang
and
on the hold
do
up
a
fast edition
magic
Thunder.
Double tap to start playing because I've got my phone open. Flip back to the left.
Help. Button. Open podcasts.
And
button.
Double tap on podcasts. That still
listen
should
now.
Be at 1.5 speed that we've been listening to.
Tuesday, the 20th, the 16th of January, the 20th of December 2000, and Monday, NC, Friday, 4, Friday.
Oh, let me go to the bottom.
Playback destination. Button.
Yep.
Dismiss now playing screen. Album artwork. Track position. Fox Sports News headlines. Fox Sports headlines. 15 seconds rewind. Now playing trans. 15 seconds fast. Volume. 50. Playback speed. 1.5x. Button.
Which is really good. So you can leave it on a certain speed and it'll keep playing at that speed for all the different give me sources that it's currently using. So that's actually quite nice. So I'm going to lock my phone again. And we'll just give it one more try. Hey Siri, give me ABC News.
Playing podcast ABC News Bulletin.
This is ABC News. I'm Kathy Niven. Sydney Trains has resumed negotiations over pay and conditions with rail unions as the train driver's overtime ban hits the train network. Michelle Brown reports.
The talks are proceeding in a bid to avert a strike on Monday.
So it does make
now the Premier,
Gladys
Berejiklian, has bought into the dispute personally, urging the parties to resolve the impasse over pay and conditions and call off
hey
the strike.
Hey Siri, stop.
Rail tram and...
That's a bit of a play around with the new Give Me source item in Siri as of 11.2.5. And I'm assuming with the imminent... pre-order as of the day of this recording on the 27th of January of the HomePod. This feature will probably be in the HomePod where you can wander past your HomePod and just say, hey Siri, give me the news, etc. Anyway, that'll do me for this demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.